From the Atlantic to the Pacific, across the islands of the Caribbean, from mountain crest to mountain crest, from canyons to the clouds and into the cosmos, we're pumping wattage high and low, plus streaming worldwide on the internet and keeping you company tonight. It's the place to relax and hang out. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren, and this is Speaking of Strange, giving you the latest and discussing the weirdest. We have assembled the finest team of reporters and the most intriguing guests, and that's why we are your favorite hub in a wild world. So keep it tuned right here. Tonight's program, as usual, is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. You'll find a link at speakingofstrange.com to Wright's Coin Shop. And I'm especially excited about this hour of the program tonight. Thank you all for tuning in. That's because I can finally now talk about this new book that I have coming out this year. And it is difficult sometimes when you work as a professional writer to have a good section of your life, your mind absorbed in or wrapped up with a book project, but you can't really tell other people about it. And there are a number of reasons for that, but, you know, when you get a publishing deal and it's a work in progress, then, you know, they have a timeline set up for when all the pieces are going to be in place for you to begin, you know, discussing what you're working on. So I finally got the green light from the publisher to tell all of you tonight about this new book that I have coming out. And it's especially exciting because I'm a big fan of the Star Wars series. And, of course, later this year, I believe in December, the new Star Wars movie is going to be released. And it's called The Force Awakens. And you may have heard in the media how security has been just extremely tight on the set of the new Star Wars film. And that's because that, you know, now all these people have drones that are largely unregulated. And they were having, you know, drones fly over the set and trying to get, you know, their own private footage of what's happening on the set. And so actors were having to run around with umbrellas and wearing hoods and that sort of thing to conceal themselves and what they were doing. It made things really complicated when they were shooting this primarily in Europe. So so this whole project has had a big, you know, aura of sensitivity about it. So this new book that I've written, it's called Use the Force, A Jedi's Guide to the Law of Attraction. And before I get into more of the specifics about the book, and I'm even going to read some of it to you, let me just give you a little bit of my own personal background regarding why this subject is so interesting to me. When I was a kid and I saw the Star Wars movies for the first time, I imagine I was like 90% of the other kids who saw it. Something about this concept of the Force just seemed to ring very true to me. And so, you know, I'm out there with pebbles and sticks, you know, focusing my energy, trying to move them around in the same way that Luke Skywalker might attract his lightsaber to zip into his hand, or more extremely, Master Yoda might even make a spacecraft rise up magically from the muck of the Dagobah swamp. And so I was very interested in really what amounts to telekinesis, which, you know, when we think of telekinesis, we think of this very kind of immediate physical phenomenon when you can instantly appear to defy the laws of physics and you know, sort of stretch out with your feelings and your bioenergy field and manipulate things around you. Well, as I got older, I've always been really looking for how telekinesis may manifest in general in the world of the paranormal. And in fact, as a side note, to this day, I have a lot of dreams that I'm telekinetic. Also, I dream that I'm flying a lot. Whatever that means, you dream interpreters can take into consideration. But as I started studying ghosts, I was really interested about what many people think of as the poltergeist phenomenon, that there are people out there who have objects just sort of flying around their houses, and they say that it's a poltergeist, a noisy ghost that's kind of trashing the place. And even though I was never able to directly move an object, with the exception of some of these energy wheels that you may have seen, which are kind of telekinetic training devices, I have been able to move those. I was in my early 20s, and I got a call one day from a woman in South Carolina who said that she was being tormented by poltergeist-like activity in her house, that there were literally objects flying around. And so I was, I couldn't get down there fast enough. I wanted to see this. So I went down there with a friend of mine named Mark. And when we got to her house, and she was always very particular about her privacy, so I won't use her name. But when we got to her house and we started doing research, we found that, there was some weird stuff. There was like strange fluctuations in energy fields around the house that we couldn't explain. It was a rather small house in rural South Carolina. But at one point, after we'd been investigating for hours, it was time to sit down on her couch and sort of explain to her what we had found thus far. So Mark and I were sitting on the couch, and this woman was standing there in front of us. And I was telling her about our results, and she's eagerly awaiting whether or not, we can really solve this problem for her. And at one point I said to her, "We've confirmed that you've got some weird stuff going on here. We'd like to learn more about it. I cannot guarantee you that we'll be able to stop this from happening." And as soon as we said that to her, her eyes just supernovaed, and I'll never, ever forget this moment. There was a little kind of ceramic decorative dove on the wall behind her, and at that moment, this dove literally launched off of the wall and hit the floor and shattered, and it was just like this incredible blast of energy that had entered the room, and we were all very quiet, and there was a great tension in the room. And she, at that point, kind of bent down and sheepishly picked up the pieces and put them away and mumbled something like, "See, that's the kind of thing that happens all the time." Well, when I saw that and reflected on it, it began to seem to me that maybe instead of there being some ghost in her house throwing things around, maybe this woman had some kind of, latent telekinetic ability, and that when she was experiencing moments of extreme duress, that she would release this kind of pent-up burst of bioenergy that would immediately affect objects around her, and from a normal person's point of view might appear as if some ghost is doing this. So I've always been aware of the fact that, indeed, it seems possible for people to directly affect these objects and produce what you might think of as the equivalent of, parlor tricks. But knowing that, I was interested in the overall relationship that humans have with their environment. Aside from these kind of specialized incidents where it seems that someone might be able to create that effect, what is the potential that all of us have, each and every one of us have, to sort of influence the world around us? Is there actually some force there that you can tap into? And in the Star Wars movies, the force is defined, firstly, by Obi-Wan Kenobi. And he's talking to a young Luke Skywalker. And Obi-Wan Kenobi says to him, quote, "The Force is what gives a Jedi his power. It's an energy field created by all living things. It surrounds us and penetrates us. It binds the galaxy together," end quote. And that was pretty much the treatment that the Force received all throughout the Star Wars movies. If you ask me, after my years of researching strange phenomena and practitioners of bioenergy like martial artists, metaphysics, if you ask me what I think the Force is, I would give a similar but probably simpler answer. I think the Force is simply the fluid fabric that binds perceived reality together. And the key word there is fluid, meaning that it's easy for us to look around ourselves and see everything sort of fixed into place. We, if you're in a room right now, you see walls and a ceiling and furniture, and those things don't seem to be going anywhere. They seem very stable. But, of course, that is an illusion. Everything is constantly changing. If you look at these things with microscopes at the atomic and even subatomic level, you'll see that everything's vibrating. Everything is constantly wearing and tearing and developing in some form, aging, if you will, just like you and I are. We're constantly changing. You may not see that if you look at, you know, a five-second sample, but if you look at a five-year sample, you will. If you look at a 50-year sample, you'll definitely see it. You look at a 500-year sample, it's a totally different world. So knowing that everything is already in a state of change, in a state of flux, the question becomes, how much of an impact can you make by taking your consciousness, which is directed energy, and sort of channeling it in the right way to take the momentum of this change, which is already in place, and then nudge it specifically where you want it to go in order to kind of change things according to your own will. And this also goes back to what a lot of people have called for thousands of years magical thinking, right? So by looking at the idea of the Force this way, that this is not something that's like some, you know, magic trick that certain psychically gifted people have, that this may be something we all have, but we just don't know how to use it. I've been sort of reexamining this for years. And when we come back from this break, I'll tell you what I have learned about this thing, the real Force, and how I think you can use it. And then I'm going to read for you the first chapter of my new book called Use the Force, A Jedi's Guide to the Law of Attraction. I'm Joshua P. Warren. Tonight's program is presented by Wright's Coin Shop. You'll find a link at speakingofstrange.com. And stick around for more about the Force right after this.
Heaven from hell, blue skies from pain. Can you tell a green field from a cold steel rail? A smile from a veil. Do you think you can tell? We'll be right back.
to believe there is a force, some kind of energy field that maybe is created by all living things, that surrounds us and penetrates us, that binds the galaxy together. You better hope that the force is with you. If it is, you will want to read Use the Force, A Jedi's Guide to the Law of Attraction, available right now for pre-order on Amazon.com. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Speaking of Strange, brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop, and the Force is with Wright's Coin Shop. You should be, too. You can call them at 828-298-5402, 828-298-5402. This new book that I have coming out is a book that I think I would have written anyway, but it just happened to just beautifully tie in to the release of the new Star Wars movie. Now, here is sort of how this whole thing developed for me. The more I researched the paranormal and the spiritual, the more I myself went on a personal journey. It's a journey I'm still going through, trying to learn more, to understand on a deeper level what my own personal connection is to this reality. And that's something that everybody should want to know more about. But as I did my research, I realized there was a profound overlap between ancient wisdom, modern science, and the Star Wars Jedi mythology. And I merged that into a practical technique that will allow you to use the Force to change your reality, helping to manifest the things that we all want, right? More money, better relationships, health, happiness. And the Force is real if you learn the technique. You know, we've talked before on this show about how you are actually actively creating every single moment, whether you like it or not, whether you want to or not. You were born a creator. And one reason that you are here in this realm right now is to learn to control that creative process. Because if you don't control it, well, then, you know, you're just firing off a whole confusing mixture of intentions and counterintentions all over the place. And sometimes the net impact of that is zero. So you might feel like you're spinning your wheels and you're getting nowhere. But if you are able to direct consistently the things that you want to change in your reality using this technique, then you will start to see just startling things materialize in your life. Now, first off, I want to read to you an overall description of what this book is about. And this is a description that I wrote and I gave to the publisher as my suggestion for what they should use as like the back of the book text. And they took that, and then they actually didn't use this. They based another description on that. So I'm going to read both of these to you just to give you an overview. Here is what I had originally written that I think gives a good overview of what this book is about. The Force is more than fiction. It is a real power that you can personally use to create more money, health, and happiness in your life. Drawing on the Star Wars movies and thousands of years of wisdom, combined with the latest groundbreaking science, author Joshua P. Warren will teach you step-by-step the secrets of how to become a true Jedi. Now, even if you think you already understand the law of attraction, you will be astounded to see how beautifully and powerfully it merges with the Star Wars mythos. Whether or not you are a Star Wars fan, you can easily harness the same power that George Lucas used to become one of the most influential creators in modern history. Guided by the lessons of Jedis like Yoda and Luke Skywalker, and exploring the mistakes of Sith lords like Darth Vader and Emperor Palpatine, you will view your reality through a new enlightening lens. Do you want to break the negative energies holding you back from success? Do you want to wake up each day excited and full of energy? Do you want to use the real Jedi mind trick on others? Do you want to morph all around you by channeling the very power that binds the universe? Do you want to truly create wealth and peace of mind in your life? All the secrets to the real force are revealed in this book, sweeping through philosophy, spirituality, physics, and metaphysics in plain language. This is the ultimate guide to starting a new, better life immediately. If you want to know in simple, practical terms how to become a real Jedi, this is the book for you. Use these basic principles and you will quickly learn that the force is absolutely real and it will be with you always. So that was my description. And before I continue, I just want to address something. You might hear that I've written this, and you might say, hey, well, Joshua, are you a Jedi? Are you saying that you're a Jedi? And my response is, as much as I want to say yes, I don't think I can actually grant myself that title, but I am definitely a Jedi in progress. And I think that we should all be Jedis in progress. So, you know, I'm not affiliated with any other organization, so this book is a work of my own view on the subject of Jedis and the Force. But I definitely feel that this is something that can benefit everybody. Let me also read to you what the publisher is using to promote this book. Now, first off, I am here in the Bermuda Triangle. Sam, do we still have a good connection?
We are good to go.
All right, I got to check once in a while.
Yeah, okay. Every once in a while it gets a little wonky.
That's right. Here is what the publisher has released. Quote, your focus determines your reality, end quote. That's Qui-Gon Jinn to Anakin Skywalker in Episode 1, The Phantom Menace. Ever since Star Wars first appeared on the silver screen, people have fantasized about being able to use the Force. But anyone, not just Jedis, can tap into its capabilities by using the law of attraction to harness the incredible power of the universe. Author Joshua P. Warren guides you through the lessons of legendary Jedi masters to reveal how Jedi science encompasses the law of attraction and how you can draw on the universe's energy to achieve your dreams. Each thought-provoking exercise shows you how to utilize this power to manifest your deepest desires and attract the life you've always wanted. You'll also learn how to train your mind to hone in on your intention, enhance your connection to the universe, and ensure that your actions, words, and thoughts are in harmony with accomplishing your goals. Complete with enlightening quotes from the series, Use the Force will help you master important Jedi teachings through the law of attraction and make every wish a reality. And I also want to point out here before I continue that, you know, the publisher of this book, Adams Media, is one of the most respected, gigantic publishers in the world. One reason that I'm really proud that this book is being published by them is that when I was a young writer starting out, like so many young writers, especially before the internet was really around, if you only had one reference book in your library to help you become a professional writer, it was a big, thick reference book that came out once a year called The Writer's Market. And The Writer's Market would list all the different publishers, book publishers, periodical publishers. It would give a description of the kind of things that they publish, the kinds of things they're looking for. It would also give you the guidelines for how you should format and submit your manuscripts. I mean, this was the Bible for you if you were a writer. This is the same publisher that publishes The Writer's Market, you know, the most sacred tome for writers. They also publish Writer's Digest, and they publish just tons of other things. You've probably seen, for example, like the Everything Guide to this or that, the Everything Guide to, you know, birdhouses, or the Everything Guide to, you know, how to you know, make a swimming pool, whatever. So this is a big publisher, and they were insistent now that this book had to really live up to some high expectations They were very, very pleased, I'm happy to say, with the result. When we come back, I will read to you the first chapter from the book, Use the Force, A Jedi's Guide to the Law of Attraction. Tonight's program is presented to you by Wright's Coin Shop. You may and should call them at 828-298-5402, 828-298-5402. And when we come back, you will be the very first people in the world to experience Chapter 1 of Use the Force here on Speaking of Strange. Speaking of Strange, I am your host, Joshua P. Warren. Tonight's show is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. And yes, it's true, we are all made of stars. And you can use the Force. You can tap in to the Law of Attraction and change your life. That's what my new book is about. What is the Law of Attraction? Well, it's really a principle that scientists often call sympathetic resonance. If you take a tuning fork in the key of C and you strike it, and you have another tuning fork in the key of C nearby, it will also begin to hum, even though you haven't touched it. If you have two pianos in a room and you pound a chord on one piano, that same chord will resonate in the second piano. The idea is that when you send a frequency out to the universe, it activates a corresponding frequency that's sent back to you. It's very similar to, for every action, there's an opposite but equal reaction. So when you properly send the right signals out strategically using special time-proven techniques, then you can create the change in your life that you want. So let me read to you the first chapter. It's not that long. Of my new book, Use the Force, A Jedi's Guide to the Law of Attraction. It's available right now for sale, pre-order on Amazon.com. Introduction. Quote, feel, don't think, use your instincts, end quote. That's Qui-Gon Jinn to young Anakin. As of this moment, your life will never be the same. You are ready to become a true Jedi. Whether or not you don a flowing cloak with a buzzing lightsaber, this book will teach you how to actually, realistically use the Force to dramatically improve your finances, health, and relationships by controlling the reality around you. The specific information in this book is incredibly powerful, proven, and surprisingly simple to apply. It's right at your fingertips. Just wave your hand to turn each page. It is no coincidence that you are reading these words right now. We have probably never met in person, but I have attracted you, and you have attracted me for a reason. You want the same thing I want, the same thing everyone wants, a fun, rewarding life and peace of mind. Many consider these things unobtainable, but by the time you finish reading this book, you can personally attain them in the practical world. Believe it or not, you can be a true Jedi. In fact, this very book exists because I attracted the right publisher. After we made a deal, I learned the publishing staff had, in fact, decided to attract a book like this. Surely, we were all meant to come together and share in this message at this time. In his book, Morals and Dogma, philosopher Albert Pike says, quote, "Think only that if some single law were at once repealed, that of attraction or affinity or cohesion, the whole material world would instantaneously dissolve with all suns and stars and worlds throughout into a thin, invisible vapor," end quote. Truly, there is a real and tangible force that holds all of reality together. And once you are able to understand its mysteries, you can direct and shape it. You will be able to reform the world around you to your liking. If one has any doubt this force can be used to produce extraordinary success, one must simply look at the real man who incorporated this philosophy into his fictional films. George Lucas was 29 years old in 1973 when he signed the official deal to write and direct his creation, Star Wars. He received just $150,000. The spiritual tone of the movie resonated with viewers around the world, and it became the highest-grossing film in history at that time, earning $460 million in the United States and $314 million overseas. Lucas went on to become one of the most financially successful filmmakers of all time. As if the astonishing success of Star Wars weren't enough, he also invented Indiana Jones, spawning another of cinema's most famous and successful franchises. Today, Forbes estimates George Lucas has more than $4 billion, an amount more than the yearly budget of some U.S. states. And though there are things in life more important than money alone, this figure reflects the appreciation of people around the globe for one man's work. I have spent more than 20 years traveling the world, investigating mysterious and metaphysical phenomena. Regardless of the subjects I explore, each time the data leads me back to human perception. The interplay between you and your environment is a dynamic loop. As the 19th century American author Charles Fort said, quote, "One measures a circle beginning anywhere," end quote. Humans are not just passive subjects of an uncontrollable reality, but extremely active co-creators sending back signals that determine how the next moment unfolds. The concepts in this book incorporate the purest essence of the world's most effective spiritual and mystical philosophies and traditions. And by placing them in the context of the Star Wars paradigm, we can appreciate them from a fresh, modern perspective, more relevant now than ever. The blatant facts are this: you were born a creator. You are a creator. You are creating right now. You have no choice but to constantly, automatically, and involuntarily create something each and every moment of your life. The purpose of this book is to show you how incredibly simple it is for you to become a master of this creative ability, harnessing it to improve your life dramatically, starting this very instant. You must simply clear your mind, trust in the wisdom, and prepare yourself to learn. This book is called Use the Force. The most important word in the title is use. That is chapter one of Use the Force, A Jedi's Guide to the Law of Attraction. Now, since I've read that, you may be thinking, well, my goodness, what are these profound techniques? How complex does this get? And what you will find is that it's not that complex at all. It's just things that force you to pause and take a moment to look at your life from a slightly different point of view. For example, here is the list of chapters from the table of contents. Chapter 1 is What Is It? Chapter 2, Preparing Yourself to Use It. Chapter 3, Gratitude. Chapter 4, Visualizing. Chapter 5, Receiving. Chapter 6, Give It Time. Chapter 7, Avoid the Negative. Chapter 8, Daily Reminders. Chapter 9, Perfect Balance. Chapter 10, The Mirror Effect. Chapter 11, Courting the Universe. Chapter 12, Beware of the Dark Side. Chapter 13, Grasp the Latest Science. And chapter 14 is Your New Life. Now, what does all that mean? Again, you'll have to, of course, read this book. But let me tell you, I believe that this is certainly the most important book that I've ever written. I took everything in my life's experience and condensed it into this 240-page book. And I could tell you sincerely that if you only buy one book this year, this should be it. Now, I will also tell you, from a commercial standpoint, the book is going to be released on August the 1st. However, you can order it right now. I mentioned this earlier in the show. The publisher told me that the more pre-orders we have, then the bigger the release will be. So I want all of you who support this show, all of you who support me and the kind of work that I do, to please go and pre-buy your copy right now. You know who the first person was who bought a copy? Me. I bought a copy of my own book. Now, I'm doing that to set an example here and to show you. I want everybody who's going to read this book to go to Amazon.com. If you pre-order it right now, I think it's like $11 or something like that. And it will appear right there at your doorstep as soon as it's out. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, I'll tell you a little bit more about this book, Use the Force, A Jedi's Guide to the Law of Attraction. And then I want to read to you an email I just received from somebody who had some great success with the wishing machine, because I believe the wishing machine ties right into all of this. I'm Joshua P. Warren. This is the program where the unusual becomes usual. It's presented to you by Wright's Coin Shop, and it's called Speaking of Strange.
I'm not to fight this war with our
And we're in the final minutes of hour number two. On tonight's Speaking of Strange, I'm Joshua P. Warren. Tonight's show is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. And you may call them at 828-298-5402. That's 828-298-5402. Mind you, next hour of the show is what we call the Dark 30 Hour. That is when we are deep into safe harbor, and we talk about some of the more sordid and seedy and controversial news, not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. So you may or may not want to stick around for that kind of content, but that is the kind of story that we save for late at night, and we will be relaying to you coming up again in the next hour of the show. I also want to remind all of you that, you know, the idea of the force and the law of attraction and this thing that we can all tap into to make wishes come true really lies at the heart of the wishing machine. And, you know, I'm a big proponent of the wishing machine. I'm putting together some big experiments right now for people with wishing machines around the world to cooperate in. And I got this interesting testimonial in. Every day I get some kind of a testimonial from somebody saying, man, here's something amazing that happened to me. And sometimes it's really complex and sometimes it's very simple. Here is one. I don't have permission to use this guy's name. I'll ask him if I can, but for now I'll leave it out. But he wrote to us after buying one of the wishing machines, and he said, I've got his email right here in front of me. He says, I ran your wishing machine the first day I got it, and over this past weekend, I made good money with my business, where typically my weekends are slow and there's not much money coming in. It is definitely powerful because weekends are always so slow for my business, and my past weekend was a record breaker. Thank you. That's just par for the course. The types of things that people report to us are just so positive. It's one of the best parts of my day is waking up and reading emails like that from people who are having just, you know, they're just beaming with positivity, and they say, if I'd known what I know now, I would have paid thousands and thousands of dollars for this box. But right now you can buy the classic wishing machine for $195 if you go to wishingmachineproject.com. But furthermore, don't forget now, I am going to be hosting a wishing machine extravaganza one day only in Asheville, North Carolina on Sunday, July 19th of 2015. It starts at 1 p.m. in the historic Grand Theater of the Asheville Masonic Temple at 80 Broadway. It's going to start with a wishing machine workshop where I'm going to be there telling you all about the wishing machine and how we think all this stuff works. For the first, last, and only time, Dr. Mulder, the man who actually builds the machines, is going to be there. He's also going to bring with him one of his most prized possessions. It's called a Hieronymus machine. It's a big wooden cabinet device that was owned by Dr. Thomas Hieronymus, who was born in 1895, died in the 1980s, but he was one of the pioneers of radionic-type research. This is a machine that's usually only in Dr. Mulder's workshop. He doesn't bring it out, so he's going to put it on a truck and bring it up for public display for the first time. Just for that day, you can go up there and touch it and, you know, experience this machine. After the workshop, we're going to go have a private cocktail party at a really cool place I've picked out, kind of like a, you know, high-end place, kind of dim, little candlelit kind of setting. We're going to mingle, have fun, have good conversations. Then we're all going to go take a haunted Asheville ghost tour. We're going to walk around to the most spooky and mysterious sites around downtown Asheville. And then we're going to end up at the Asheville Mystery Museum, which is my museum in the basement of the Masonic Temple, where you're going to get to see some of these amazing artifacts that I brought back from my travels and research, including some things that had never been put on display before. That's an eight-hour package. Now, remember, I did just recently a wishing machine workshop, just the workshop alone, in Sedona, Arizona, and tickets for that were as much as $400 a person. But right now, if you go and you buy a ticket to this event, this Wishing Machine Extravaganza on July 19th, the whole shebang, all of that, the workshop, the cocktail party, the ghost tour, the museum, all that is $99. But the price will go up as we get closer to the date, so go get your ticket now. That's wishingmachineproject.com. There's also a link at joshuapwarren.com. We're going to take a break. When we come back, it will be time for the Dart 30 Hour, when we are going to dig into some of that sordid and seedy and controversial stuff that has made some headlines. Stick around if you want to experience that. This show is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop, and it's called Speaking of Strange.